Paul Bongiorno has been listening into all of that in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. What more can we say?
I can't hear any sign of a grand compact, that's for sure, and sensible middle, which is the phrase used by Innes Willocks and Tony Abbott too, of course. It's in the eye of the beholder. That's the point, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it is. This whole debate comes, in a sense, one would hope, at the end of probably the most bitterly divided era in politics and the greatest polarisation we've seen in Australia since the Whitlam-Fraser era. And that's when Bob Hawke put himself up as the great reconciler. And we seem to be getting the message from Paul Howes that, the bitter divisions that we've seen, particularly in the last 3 to 4 years, he can be the reconciler, Tony Abbott, as we've just heard from the Labor leader of the moment, can't be, because he played an integral part in the polarisation. This seems to be the broader context here. We're always going to have vested interest in Australia, and it does take a leader, whether it be a Liberal leader or a Labor leader, who has the trust of both sides of the polarity, to bring us together and to get the outcomes that Innes Willocks is talking about.
Paul, just briefly on this, because we'll move on to the Griffith by-election, there's not much time before the news, but what do you think Paul Howes was doing here? Was he positioning himself for a parliamentary career down the future, do you think? Remaking himself from faceless man to conciliator?
I've never thought of him as a faceless man ever.
No.
I do believe that this was a carefully thought through look at me speech, and his own long game is in mind.
All right, to the Griffith by-election, it will be close. I think all sides agree with that. What do you think will be in the voters' minds when they go to the ballot box on Saturday? Local issues or federal? Because whichever it is, it's almost certainly going to determine the outcome.
Well, that's right. And that's why the government is saying put a strong local candidate in, someone in government who can argue for you. And that's why the Labor Party is saying, no, this is send a message to Tony time. What we've seen in this very week, in a sense, both sides have been undermined by their own. The argument that if you send Bill Glasson down to Canberra, he'll be able to put stronger arguments up for you in government has been undermined by Sharman Stone, a Liberal whose voice has not been heard and has been trampled on, if you can trample on a voice, down there in her electorate of Murray. On the other hand, the argument that Labor's been putting, especially on threat to to wages and condition, has been somewhat undermined by Paul Howes yesterday. It'll be very interesting to see if history will be made here, and the very popular and I must say the very competent Bill Glasson makes history by becoming the first government candidate to win a by-election in 90 years.
That would certainly put the wind in Tony Abbott's sails as they head back to Parliament House for the start of this year next week. Paul, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Fran. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is National Affairs Editor with the 10 Network.